Thank you for joining the Cincinnati Children's History Tour. We honor our history and pursue our potential together so all kids can pursue theirs. Enjoy the tour. Stop number two is the 1926 hospital building. The 1920s was the beginning of Cincinnati Children's modern era. It included a name change to the Children's Hospital, establishment of the first constitution and bylaws, accreditation as a Class A children's hospital for the first time, and formation of a new board of trustees. In 1922, William Cooper Proctor, president of the new board, asked Dr. Kenneth Blackfan, who was the first B.K. Ratchford professor and chair of pediatrics at the University of Cincinnati College of Medicine, to form a committee to plan and select a new hospital site. The goal was to locate it close to the College of Medicine and City Hospital. A year later, planning for the new hospital became the responsibility of Dr. A. Graham Mitchell, the second chair of pediatrics, after Dr. Blackfan resigned. Between 1924 and 1926, Dr. Mitchell designed the building, organized the staff, and developed an affiliation agreement with the UC College of Medicine. On November 18, 1926, the third hospital building opened here. The building was 5 stories high, had 200 beds, and included departments for x-ray, hydrotherapy, heliotherapy, and physiotherapy, as well as a gymnasium, laboratories, and a chapel that was a gift from Mr. and Mrs. Mortimer Matthews. The total cost to construct the hospital was $1.2 million. The hospital was torn down in 2004 for the William Cooper Proctor Research Pavilion and the Clinical Sciences Pavilion on Albert Sabin Way. Growth and progress in improving child health and transforming delivery of care has remained a cornerstone of Cincinnati Children's over the years and was more recently demonstrated with the opening of the Critical Care Building in 2021.